You're listening to The Ground Floor on the Jefferson Exchange, where we talk with entrepreneurs from startup stage through stable and growing businesses. I'm your host, Cynthia Scherr, and my guest today is Joey Rapice, founder of Joey's Hot Sauce. So I noticed that the Medford Airport has a very elaborate display of Joey's Hot Sauce products, and the products feature organically grown ingredients and roasted peppers. Joey puts his face on the label, showing you that he stands behind his product. So yes. Welcome, Joey.
Hi. Nice to see you.
Yeah. So you have a great and quite personal origin story. So what gave you the idea to start Joey's Hot Sauce?
Well, it all started from my wife's need. She was looking for a hot sauce that didn't have any additives, preservatives, binders, and fillers, and she couldn't find it on the shelves. So I decided to make it for her.
And you have a background in the restaurant industry, is that right?
Yeah, I used to work in New York City in restaurants, like some high volume restaurants at Pure Food and Wine. I also worked in Los Angeles at Chef Antonio LaFalso's restaurant. That was a pretty wild experience. That was there in Venice, California. Almost 20 years experience in restaurants.
But not in formulating product?
No. I was more front of the house. You know, I wasn't back
right.
of the house. I was more front of the house. I did beverage director and, you know, I was assistant general manager in many different restaurants.
So you decided to concoct a hot sauce to meet your wife's needs. And I understand that this is the 6th anniversary of the founding of your company.
It's true. When we launched, right in 2020.
Well, that means you started it right during the pandemic,
the
right?
The heart of the pandemic,
that's correct. The heart of the pandemic. So what opportunities or obstacles did that kind of timing present?
You know, it did open up some doors, you know, because it was really a little hard to get in at that time at the Rogue Valley Growers Market. Mm-hmm. But then there was a lot of people pulling out. There was a lot of fear, so to speak, and people didn't really, you know, they were afraid to be around other people. Rightfully so, but I was able to like pass my sauce over to the people. I got juried in, and I was able to get in both there and also in Grants Pass, which was another market that's a little hard to get into in the valley.
So you started by selling through farmers markets.
Absolutely, yes.
And so, tell us a little bit about how your hot sauce is distinctive. I know I'm a huge fan of your hot honey, which is like basically good on almost everything.
yes.
So, but you know, tell us, how are you different from those little tiny red bottles that are always on a restaurant table?
The defining difference for me is that we roast and fire blaze. That gives a depth of flavor. A lot of hot sauces are boiled. And people ask me, what's the big difference? I'm like, well, do you ever try a boiled chicken compared to a roasted chicken? There's a big difference. And so we roast and we use a blend between hot and sweet peppers. So the sweetness for me comes from the sweet peppers. And I get that nuance of flavors from the different peppers that I use that are either seasonal or part of the regular Joey lineup.
So I know sometimes you do like... what would you call it, a bespoke sauce or a seasonal version? So what comes up when you do a special blend or a special launch of a product?
Yeah, I basically look at what I'm able to get my hands on, if I have a desire to get some peppers, like these Calabrian chilies on one of my sauces that we were talking about just a moment ago, just called the Crazy Calabresi. So the Calabrian chilies come from my cousins in Italy. They sent us the seeds, and Patrick from Red Buttes, he planted them, and he did a fantastic job with them. We had an abundance of them, and I was incorporating them in some collaborative sauces that I make, which are another thing I like to collaborate with, like businesses in the valley, and I'll make them a custom sauce. And then I'll put out some like limited editions. I did so well with those peppers that I had more than I can actually produce at the time, so I roasted and vacuum sealed them, and then I had froze them. And I'm able to roll out like this sauce that we were just talking about. It's really got some depth of flavor, some really good heat. And I just really love that sauce. It reminds me of my mama, Calabria.
And what's so interesting about a value-added food business is that then you give business to other businesses in the Rogue Valley. So who are you partnering with for supplying you with produce to make your sauces?
Yeah, Red Buttes, like I mentioned, Patrick, he's incredible. We have Fry Family Farm, you know, Tara and Amber and Susie and Mr. Steve Fry himself. I love working with them. I actually produce my product in their commercial kitchen space. And Intergalactic, he supplies me with some hotter peppers like the habaneros. And he even had some seven pots last year, which I incorporated in a pretty hot sauce.
What did you know about the food distribution business, you know, when you started?
Nothing, actually. I mean, I knew about product lines, and I knew what, like in the restaurant industry, you knew what restaurants did well that had that flavor wow, where you taste something and you just create like a haunting memory. And I knew that I'd been around that restaurant. My mom was an incredible Southern Italian chef, so I'd just been around that what creates memories, you know, and food. So I have never created a food product, so there was a lot of learning to do. But at the same token, I also been in the food industry, and I understand what creates those memories, and that's what we try to do in Joey's Hot Sauce.
And how did you break into distribution locally? Or I know you're national now, right? You're on the East Coast as well?
Yeah, you know, there's some stretch. I mean, we do direct to consumer online, you know, we do that. There's some smaller distribution companies that we work with. And yes, we are continuing to grow. We're all throughout Oregon. You know, we're with the Market of Choice, which has a fantastic program they're called the Mojo. And John Boyle, he really, really gets behind like local producers where, you know, they make it really easy. All you have to do is just drop it off at one store and they internally circulate it to all the rest of their stores.
And are you hoping to get broader distribution outside, or how do you manage the your own capacity in terms of wanting to scale?
Yeah, we've chose to go the smaller distribution route. You know, there was a point where we were thinking about going with one of the larger distribution. And we find that brands like us get lost, and a lot of brands go under when you go under one of those big distributions. So we recently decided to like pull back from that because we're not really being embraced. They're not like saying, we love your product, we want to get behind it, we want to move it through all the stores, show that we, you know, care about smaller producers. They're basically saying, you know, pay all these like exorbitant onboarding fees, and then essentially you can get lost on the shelves, and then there's a lot of hidden costs with that as well. So we're just avoiding that.
You're listening to The Ground Floor on the Jefferson Exchange. I'm your host, Cynthia Scherr, and my guest today is Joey Rapice, founder of Joey's Hot Sauce in Talent.
Yes, that's where I live, in Talent.
Mm-hmm. And you produce at Fry Family Farms.
Yes, that's in Medford.
In Medford, excellent. So what has been most successful for you in gaining product awareness? I mean, are you doing sampling at farmers markets, or are you doing a lot of Instagram marketing or other social media marketing? What's been best?
It's been a combination of it all, to be honest with you. Definitely when people are in front of me, they get to talk to me, they get to taste the product. You know, I put it on popcorn. I've allegedly started a lot of like traditions in people's homes that they're putting hot sauce on popcorn in their own houses ever since they've tasted it at the markets. And yeah, you know, they get to see the face and get to talk to me and my process, what is my differentiator. It pulls them into the product. And I do that store demos too. I do that in places where we have the store wholesale. But the farmers markets, we definitely do online marketing. You know, Lisa, that's my wife, Lisa Paris Social. She owns a company that she does social media marketing, and she's fantastic. So a big percentage of our revenue does come direct to consumers.
And I noticed you have some really cute videos on your webpage.
Thanks. Yeah. She's really the brains behind that. We do, and I have fun with that as much as I can. Our Instagram following is pretty massive, you know, for a hot sauce brand, and we're pretty proud of it.
Yeah. So I noticed you have pretty much a full range of products, from, you know, your milder one all the way through hot honey. You want to just give us a little bit of an overview of like what's the range of what people like, and start with your little bottle there.
Called the Bambino. That's our mildest sauce, and we also make a seasonal mild sauce called the New Mexican Mild that people are pretty crazy for. We get those Hatch chilies from New Mexico, and we make a mild sauce, you know, every year. That's been a pretty craze. The Priscilla the Creepers are medium. We have a medium plus called the 50-50. The Flamethrower is the hottest product we put out. Exceptional that sometimes, you know, seasonally I might put out some hotter ones. The sauce with the truffles that started was Lisa the Truffle Queen, because when Lisa tried it, she was like obsessed with it. So we decided to name it after her. And then we have the hot honey. That's your personal favorite. And that uses some local honey and some spicing. And a couple of these sauces have won awards for us, too. Like Priscilla has won awards, the Flamethrower, and the hot honey has won 2 awards as well.
Yeah, I noticed that on your label. That's really exciting. So last year you won 2 awards for your hot honey sauce.
Yeah, it's wild. And since the inception of the brand, we never thought about entering in a contest. But you know, the 1 year I decided to, we won like the Fiery Food Challenge in Texas. We won the SCOVI Challenge here and nationwide. We've won the European Hot Sauce Awards for several products. It's pretty awesome.
Sounds like entering contests is in your favor.
Gratefully, yes.
Yeah. So have you had a major hiccup in your business? Has there been anything where you're like, oh my gosh, I'm not sure we're going to make it? Because 6 years is pretty good for a startup.
Yeah,
you know, that's
I
a
tell
good
you, in year 3, it was like a point where, you know, inflation was coming up, like consuming. I didn't want to raise my prices and like labor costs and the momentum of the brand. We weren't sure if we were going to come out of it. And, you know, luckily enough, I was just like, I need to raise my prices. I need to just cut back on costs. I did everything I can to have it survive. And once we got past that hump, so to speak, we got a lot of momentum. You know, we're still a long way to go, you know, but we're, in the beginning years, I wasn't contributing. I was paying for myself, which is great for a startup. You know, we were paying for ourselves, but I wasn't really contributing towards the household. It was minimal. And now I'm happy to say, you know, it's like at least 50% of Joey's Hot Sauce goes towards our expenses.
Yeah, because, I mean, starting a business usually just eats cash.
Yes.
And
it's a cash-eating monster.
It's a cash-eating monster. And so it doesn't sound like you took outside financing. It sounds like you're self-financed.
Yeah. We never took any loans, anything. Yeah. Oh,
impressive. And what do you feel like are your next growth goals? If you have growth goals, some people are like, we're going to just grow organically.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely love the slow and strong and steady. You know, I have a vision of like getting involved with like, you know, hotel chains, making them custom sauces. So this way they're showcasing like a local producer like myself and the value of their hotel chains that are local based. And I love that, a vision of that. And I see myself partnering more with like local producers, local distributors, as opposed to the big chain distributors.
Mm-hmm. And so you're based here in Southern Oregon. I know from talking to you earlier, you chose to live here. What are some of the advantages of running your kind of business from Southern Oregon?
Yeah. You know, when we first started weighing things out, you know, because we were in California, the inception of the brand, and you know, California is a great market especially for an organic product, but it's a heavy lift. You have to have like a lot of like financial backing. And that was not one thing that we had. We did do a crowdfunding, but we saw that the community around here, like the farmers markets and people really cared and they pulled towards organic and, you know, partnering with the local inspectors. It seemed like something that I can actually like get information from and work with, as opposed to just like what felt like a really strenuous lift in California.
Interesting. And is there any favorite recipe that you have that uses your hot sauce?
I personally now, there's 2. The Paisano, which has like the Calabrian chilies and, you know, the black fermented garlic, the Crazy Calabrese, which is a little bit on the spicier side. And the Velluto over here, which is kind of a new Velluto Riserva is what it's called. So the Velvet Reserve. And that has some, you know, wild oregano, black fermented garlic, and truffles as well. There's 6 grams of real wild foraged truffles in our hot sauces. It's not like truffle oil or flavoring. It's actual foraged truffles.
And
I'm proud of those.
And what do you put it on?
It's more like what I don't put it on. My wife is, she just, every time she turns to me, I'm like trying our product on everything. I make a hot salt too, that it's one of my secret ingredients in my hot honey. And it's a habanero salt. And I was like putting that on an apple and it was like, this is incredible. I love this, you know? So I really, honestly, there's not a lot of other things. There's not a lot of competition, so to speak. Sometimes hot sauces have flavor characteristics that make it hard to pair with food, but I make mine with it's more like a pepper puree, so it has the adaptability to go on a lot of different food. You know, there's not so much of a clash.
sounds delicious. It sounds like, you know, from your full range, you could probably put hot sauce on almost anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. Well, congratulations to you for starting the business and keeping it going through six years and many awards, and, you know, wish you success going forward.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to The Ground Floor on the Jefferson Exchange. My name is Cynthia Scher, and you can find this and other episodes at jeffexchange.org and on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.